Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be deceived.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Contending for the Faith broadcast. And yes, we are the Reddit Church from YouTube. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we're going to do what? Rejoice and be glad. And I tell you, it's another day that the Lord has kept us in. We should always keep our minds stayed on Him, even in the midst of everything that's going on around about you. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee in this last hour. I tell you, the pastor, he brought forth the word on today, talking about all these false teaching and preaching that's going on around about us. I tell you, we see the spirit of deception all around about us. Lord, help the church. I tell you, we're going to come from 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 2. It says, that ye may be mindful of the word which was spoken by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. I tell you, Lord, have mercy. When you look at the church today, I tell you, I am really stirred in my heart and in my soul on today with what I see. So much false teaching and preaching going on around about us. We must keep our focus in this last hour. The only way you're going to be able to keep your focus, you have to keep your eyes in the word of God. You need to say, Lord, speak to me, Jesus, in this last hour. The only thing that's not going down is the word of God. In the word of God, you have a hiding place. The safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God on today. I tell you, I was listening to the pastor talking about false prophets and things like that today. But on yesterday, I was studying. I was studying about the New Age, you know, movement all around about us, because you see it all around us. That's what's taking place in the houses of God today. So many demonic spirits have taken over because the leaders are no longer seeking God's face for the answer, but they're seeking themselves. They feel like they no longer need the Lord's help. I can do it on my own. Well, it was Him that has called you, right? So if it's Him that has called you, then you're supposed to be seeking His word, seeking His faith, not speaking philosophy, the thoughts of man, but the word of God. Because everything else is going down in this last hour but the word of God. As I stated, there is this New Age, you know, stuff everywhere, all in the atmosphere. I mean, where pastors and preachers have no longer sought the Lord's face, and they've been in other countries. They've been over there in India, you know, picking up all these Hinduism spirits and stuff. Like Reverend Ike back in the 60s, you know, he had went over there and, you know, just got it all into all these different gods and, you know, spirits and stuff, and brought it back with the prosperity teachings and saying that He is God and I am Jesus, and all confused and confusing the body of Christ. I tell you, that same spirit is in the church today. The pastors and leaders have been in other countries. They've been in strange lands picking up stuff, bringing it back into the United States. I'm telling you, but Lord have mercy. As I said, the spirit from India, you know, preachers have studied the land of mystery, and all around about you, you know, that's what you're seeing today. It's a mess. It's not God. It's not the true and living God. You're seeing many spirits and you're seeing many faces and Hinduism spirits and you know, promoting enlightenment. Well, let me tell you something about the enlightenment. You can get enlightened in the Word of God. Everything that you need is in the Word of God. You don't need to go to India and pick up a Hindu spirit, which in India they have over 3 million gods. I'm telling you, that's a lot of gods that had to go through to try to find the real God. Oh, my God, I tell you, there's so much going on. And like I say, you know, they're promoting in the enlightenment. You hear a lot of preachers and pastors talking about enlightenment. As I said, the Word of God would enlighten you as you seek His face and turn from your wicked way. The Word of God is your instructions on today. You don't need a spiritual guru. These pastors and stuff have studied these gurus over in India, and you know how they manipulate the people and how they're taking over their minds and, you know, and all this new age stuff, you know. Oh my God, you need to seek God's word like never before. God's word is our duty. It's to seek His word. That's your job right there, to seek His face and not to seek man's face, and to turn from your wicked ways on today. That's what we're to do. The Word of God is a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. It will lead us from earth to glory. How many wants to go to glory today? When we look around in the church and we see all this stuff that's taking place and all these other gods and all this stuff, and you say you once was blind, but now you see. Well, what in the world? I mean, why are you going back to your old nature, the old nasty you, the old drinking you, the old lust for you, the old nasty you? Why are you going back to the things that you said God delivered you from? Oh, what a shame when we look in the body of Christ and we see all this stuff that's just taking place. And these leaders, like I said, have studied those gurus over there in India. And now they want to be just like them. I was looking at an interview that was taken over in India from a pastor named Dhan Sun Singh. And he says it's up to the guru to groom you to the shorter path to salvation. Lord have mercy. And that's exactly what you're hearing today, that they're trying to groom you to a shorter path. Oh, no, no, no. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the only way. He is the one that intercedes to the Father for you today. He is the one that brings you back to the Father where sin has separated you. Oh, don't you be deceived on today. Yes. He said that the gurus, when he interviewed them, he said, people are being destroyed by these gurus. They look up to them as their savior. Yes, I tell you, even on our page sometimes, when we find the truth and we're showing you truth, we hear people saying little nasty comments. You say that you're saved, but yet you're nasty. You're saved and you're saying all kinds of things that you said God changed you from and He brought you out of. Well, I tell you, when he cleans you up from the inside out. I tell you, there will be no more profanity, no more cussing, and no more walking in the ways of the world. He said, come out from the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. You should not be desiring the same thing. I'm telling you, He is our Savior. And he was interviewing some of the people, and they were saying, like, oh, he's out. They were talking about the guru, you know, the one that they worship, you know, like people worshiping T.D. Jakes and a lot of these other. Yes, I'm going to call their name out. Oh, yes, you are out in public. Oh, yes, so we're going to expose you. Oh, yes, they calling them. When he was interviewing them, some were saying, oh, he's my Savior. Some were saying, oh, he's my master. Oh, I love him. Oh, I worship him. This is a teaching that Don was saying, that there are many paths. Who are you hearing say that today? You hear Pastor Jake saying there are many ways because there are many people. He wasn't saying that when he first came out. Examine what's being spoken to you. Examine. You don't have to take what people are saying without comparing it to the Word of God. This is your soul. Oh, yes. T.D. Jakes, he said there are many paths. There are many ways. Oh, yes. This is the same thing Oprah said. She ain't even saved. Come on now. They're saying the same thing. Look at the pieces of the puzzle coming together. Oh, yes. Cheryl Brady, yeah, she's saying it too. This is error. That's not what the word says. The word of God said that Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. I tell you on today, you need to seek God like never before. These preachers stop listening, you know, to God. And they start picking up all these other gods with a little G. Like I said, there are 3 million gods in the Hinduism, and you know, and you got to go through a lot of gods to find the right one. Oh, my God. And now over here, the Western civilization is looking for hope in the same superstition of the Indians. In India, many gods. They also believe that Mother Goddess is the original deity. And sometimes, you know, I look at different people's pages and stuff, and you see some of the saints now saying that they are goddesses and they are devils. Oh, my God, no. What you are is being deceived. You are a product of the devil that's deceiving you. Oh, no. And Kali is to be worshipped in India, a god of death and destruction. That is exactly what the enemy comes to do. In John 10:10, it said that the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy from you on today. Oh, don't let the devil do it on today to you. Oh, my God, they have just turned away from truth and listening to error. The deity of Kali, that is like a statue that has many arms. I know you've seen it, you know, and that arm, those arms are gripping you, and they're gripping you from your head to your feet today. They are trying to take the life out of you. It said that that is a representation of death. Who wants death? Jesus said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly on today. Who wouldn't want abundant life in a wicked and evil world in which we live in today? I'd rather have Jesus than houses of land. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have Jesus. What would you rather have today? What would you give in exchange for your soul today? The greatest possession you have on today. Where do you want to spend eternity on today? For you will spend eternity somewhere. Oh, yes, when you lay your head down for the last time. Oh, my God, you will wake up in eternity somewhere. Whoever you serve here on this earth, you will spend eternity with for the rest of your life once you leave here. And I said, you know, listening to the spirits of Kali talking about the god of death and destruction. I was thinking back, and I was thinking about President Bush, you know, before the One World Order came into effect. President Bush, he was a representation of the skull and bones, which represents death. And, okay, and when you think about it, you think about how a nation, youth, begin to wear all these garments of death on their clothing, their hats, and that's your head to protect your thoughts. And they were wearing the shirts that's covering your heart, and they was wearing the pants and wearing a belt around them, and the shoes had scars and bones on them. And parents are buying this, and your children are representing death in a wicked and evil world. And we want to know what's going on around about us. That's why the spirit of death has came in and taken over our youth to they no longer have no morals, no more standards. I mean, they have no regard for their parents. I mean, they'll walk in and kill your mother, kill your father, kill your sister and brother. Oh, what a sick nation that we live in. The spirit of death is all around. Oh, my God. But Jesus came to give you life today. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. As I said, Bush, he came with the bones and skull, which represents death, talking about he was a Christian. Well, the Bible says you are known by the fruit that you bear. And looking at his fruit, with him standing up holding those devil signs, and, you know, it's the same satanic symbols and signs that the satanic worshipers use. When you look around, that's what you see today. Everybody lifting up their hands, giving allegiance to the devil. Come on, wake up. President Bush was in office when 9/11 took place, and bones and skulls and death. And look at all the many people that died in New York City and the Pentagon under the Bush administration. Blood sacrifice. Many people lost their lives. Many people lost their family members. Devil always need a sacrifice before change comes. This was an allegiance to the New World Order system. Then they called for the New World Order changes. Changes everywhere. Changing everything. Changes on your job. Changes in the school. Changes in your workplace. Changes in the church. Changes. It's like an hourglass. Upside down. Wrong is right. Darkness is right. Light is wrong. Changes has come. The biggest change in America, one of the biggest change, was when the scene of Obama coming on the scene right after the 9/11. Do you see the change? Oh, yes, for everyone, saved and unsaved, church and unchurched, change came. Folks, when Obama was given into office, folks was crying and acting like they was crazy, acting like they were losing their mind, acting like Jesus had came down from heaven. People crying and weeping and falling out. All races, red, yellow, black, and white. All races. Oh, yes, I still have the paper. Oh, yes, to prove it. Oh, yes, people crying. You didn't know this man. He came out of nowhere. People were falling out like they knew him. Obama and Oprah came out of the same church, same teaching. Oh, yes, look at the pieces of the puzzle, putting it together. Oh, yes, he came out of nowhere in a moment, everybody loving him. Didn't even know him, but loving him. Oh, my God. Obama calling out for change. Oh, he said, change has come. People believe that he was a Christian, and God has sent him as our deliverer, our savior, from all poverty and all enslavement. Oh, my God. You're moved enslaved even more. Mentally, physically, spiritually. Oh, yes, change has come. Devil come to wear out the saints, to stop us. But no, no, no. The safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God. Oh, my God. Obama said he's a Christian. Well, Christian represents Christ, not mocking and attacking Jesus Christ. On June the 28th, which means in biblical numerology, new beginning. June the 28th, 2006, the number of man. Obama gave a speech, and he said he found it difficult for the Bible to be a guide to public policy. He quoted and mocked the passages, scriptures shown from Leviticus. He said, he was mocking the book of Leviticus. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And then he was mocking Deuteronomy. He said, should I suggest that you stone your child if he goes astray from the faith? Or should I stick to the Sermon on the Mount that is radical, that our own Defense Department couldn't survive its content? Folks haven't been reading their Bible, he said. Folks haven't been reading their Bible. You ain't just got to read this Bible. You got to live this Bible. Oh, yeah, he was making mockery. Oh, my God, Revelation 12 and 9. Oh, yes, ain't about a man but a devil. 12 and 9 say, and the great dragon was cast out, and that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, he was cast into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Oh, my God, what do you see today? What do you see? The devil in disguise everywhere. Many methods. Oh, yes, he used many situations, many circumstances to try to wear you down and wear you out in this last hour. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Look around. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? The change. Oh, yes, but thank God the word of God said he don't change. He remains the same. He even warned us that they will be coming to change the laws, change the word. Oh, no, no, no. You can't take away from this word. You can't take away from the Bible. He didn't come to take away the law, but he came that it may be fulfilled. Oh, yes. Look around. I was looking back and I was thinking about Apostle Paul when he was on Mars Hill and was talking about those religious pagan anthems. And he was talking about in Acts 17 and verse 16 and 33, the word of God said, Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill, and he said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that all things ye are superstitious. Paul's spirit was stirred in him. And I'm telling you today, I'm stirred with what I see crying out in the wilderness. We see it. We've seen people going back to things that they say God brought you out from. Oh, you need to seek God like never before. Paul saw everywhere where people was turning to statues and temples and shrines, you know. They wasn't building people alive. They were building buildings. That's what you see today. They're building themselves empires, and you are helping them to build it. They get up and speak to you for about 3 hours, and they're making money off of you. They're your gurus. You're worshiping these men and women. Look at the people that worship Jim Jones, and look at the people that worship David Koresh. Look at all these people that were worshiping Ike. Look at all these gurus that people were worshiping. He said, no, no, no. And the true and living God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the Bible was talking about every strange thing that the people were listening to in the city of Athens. And Paul passed by, and he saw their devotion. And it was engraved and inscripted that they were worshiping the unknown God, who they ignorantly worship. You don't have to worship the unknown God. You don't have to be ignorant today. Get in the word of God. He said, he that's lacking wisdom, let him ask of God. They were worshiping people that have made things with their hands. But we don't worship that. We worship the true and living God that made the heaven and the earth and everything that they're in. Oh, yes, we worship the true and living God on today. Oh, my God. I tell you, I get joy when I think about what the Lord has done for me. I get joy when I think about how he set me free. I get joy today. Do you have joy? I'm not talking about happiness that comes for a moment and vanishes away. But I'm talking about this joy that I have. The world didn't give it. And the world can't take it on today. Do you have that joy today? If you don't have it, you can have it. You can get it. All you have to do is receive it. Oh, yes, he comes to restore you back today. Don't you want to be restored? Maybe you've never been restored. He comes to you today. He said, "Today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You're here today, and you could be gone in the next minute. You don't know. We don't know where death is. One thing for sure, we know, we see the signs of judgment all around about us, the soon coming king, or he's soon to come. Oh, we see the signs all around about us. Oh, get your house in order today. Oh, he loves us. That's why he come to reprove you. Oh, yes. To reprove you, because to correct you, because he loves you. On today, we ask that you receive him in your heart today. Oh, yes, a change can come and stay. Oh, yes, you won't have to go back to oldest but goodest. Oh, my God. Oh, it's not goodest. Oh, no, it's death wrapped up in a package. It's poison. It's like cancer to eat away at you and you won't even know it. Oh, my God, receive him today. While you can still hear. Why the blood still running warm in your vein? Why you still got the activities of your limb? Lord, save me. Deliver me from the hands of the enemy on today. I want to be saved. I want to be made whole on today. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me on today. I know that you came and you lived and you died and you rose again for me today. And I thank you on today, God, for the victory that you've already won. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. On today, you can call us at 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. Also have with me today, Sister Earlene.
Praise the Lord, Ready Church. It's just a blessing to be here. Thank God for the Ready Church. Thank God for the messenger on today. I thank God for his word on how she was talking about the spirit of deception. If you look around, you just see the spirit of deception everywhere. It's in the house of God. And it's so sad that the people of God have been deceived on today. How is it that we're being deceived when we have God's word? You know, like she said earlier, in the word of God, we do have a hiding place on today. And the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we know that in Matthew 24, the Lord God himself told us that this time would come, but there would be a spirit of deception in the land. So we just thank God for the Ready Church on today, and we thank God for the word on today. We thank God for this ministry. We pray that someone's heart will be open today to receive the word of God with joy and with gladness. I know the word of God has changed my heart on today, and it's changed my life. I no longer do the things that I used to do. I no longer have a desire to go out and to get high and to go and party and stay out all night. I thank God that when the Lord changed me, he changed me from the inside out. And I thank God holiness today is a lifestyle. She was talking about the holy prophets. They've come to speak the word of God. They're not talking about, you know, prosperity, houses, cars, and lands on today. But these people that are the prophets that are in this last hour are greedy prophets. They are out. They don't care about your soul. They're all about money. But I thank God for the true prophets that are still spreading the word of God on tonight. So I just thank God for his word. I thank God for each and every listener. And to God be the glory.
You may call us. 818-691-7304. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Next caller, 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, Ready Church. I'm just so inspired by the word tonight by you and Sister Johnson. It's just a blessing to hear you talk about where a lot of these things are coming from. I think a lot of people don't realize where a lot of this stuff is coming from. And, yeah, these preachers going to India and some of these other countries and bringing back, you know, these belief systems that are completely anti-biblical. And I think that that is important as well, that people understand where this stuff is coming from, to give them a better understanding of this is not the word of God. This is not the way that God has set for us. We have to follow his word. And, you know, I've heard people make the argument, well, you know, y'all spend too much time talking about the devil. You give him too much. And it's like, no, we spend time talking about the Lord, but you've got to know your enemy.
Right.
You know, I've heard people say, well, I don't have to fight. You know, Jesus finished it at the cross. Well, why do we have weapons of warfare? Why do we need the whole armor of God if we still don't have a battle that we have to fight in? Jesus gave us the victory. So you go into this battle knowing that you won. You might get cuts and bruises and, you know, you might bleed a little bit. But the battle, the victory is won. And part of the battle is knowing your enemy. If you go to a gunfight with a knife because you didn't know they were bringing guns, you're going to get your head taken off. So we need to know what we're fighting against. We need to know where some of this stuff comes from. Now, I'm a proponent of being prayerful about what you study, not just because, you know, everybody can't handle everything.
Right.
You know, there are things that you and I have been able to study and delve into deeply, but we're grounded and we're balanced in the word of God, and we know that it's the call that's on our lives. But, I always caution people, you know, be prayerful about the things that you go after and make sure that it's God's will for you, first of all, and even as much, if not more importantly, that you have the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because it's real easy to get fascinated with some of the things that are going on in some of these other religions, and that's a line that you can easily fall over, and you don't want to fall into that. So you got to be careful. That's what I always tell, you know, I used to tell my son, you know, he started studying stuff on YouTube, and I tell him, you know, be careful of what you study on YouTube, because not everybody on YouTube that's talking about Jesus is a believer.
Right.
And if they're of some other kind of religion, that's not really Christianity, they're going to weave some of their belief system into their teaching. I mean, it's inevitable. I can't talk to people about anything without bringing Christ into it somehow.
I don't
necessarily fault those people for doing that, but from a believer to a believer, I would caution you to be prayerful about what you study, who you study from. You know, God may let you learn some things, but you got to be careful that you're not, because it's too easy to be indoctrinated into something that you're not equipped about.
That's true.
It's important to know, you know, how your enemy works and what his tactics are, so that you know how to battle this thing. I mean, especially if you have children or if you've got close friends that you're praying for, you have to. It's not enough to just pray. I don't like to say just pray, because, you know, prayer is one of the most powerful things that Christ gave us. So I don't want to sound like I'm belittling prayer. Prayer is, to me, is your strongest weapon. Prayer and knowing the word. But sometimes we're required also to have an understanding as to what it is that we're praying for or against. Sometimes there's strategy, even in how you pray about things. So I'm an advocate of knowing your enemy and understanding where some of this stuff is coming from. And if you really start studying, you'll start to learn that some of these people like T.D. Jakes, they didn't just go over there and learn some stuff and bring it back into the church. They were ordained.
Yes.
Men who were ordained of old to know this stuff so that they could ease it into the church. But when you listen to him preach, which I haven't done in a long time, but when you listen to him preach, if you understand where some of this stuff is coming from, it makes it easier for you to see the little lights, the Holy Spirit letting you know, warning lights going off.
Spiritual radar.
But I'm just so grateful for Ready Church and for all that you all are doing to inform and to keep us with our eyes open and keep us steady and keep us alert and on top of things, not being lazy and you know, we need to not continue to be comfortable walking in shallow water.
Right.
We've got to go out into the deep with Jesus.
That's it.
That's get out
it.
There with him. And because, you know, it's a war we're fighting. We're fighting for our own souls. We're fighting for the souls that are already in the kingdom that are being tempted, and we're fighting for people. You know, there's still people out there, I believe, that still haven't heard of Christ. I believe that, you know, that when he does come back, every single person on this planet would have had that opportunity. But this battle is not just for us. It's for people that we haven't met yet, people that we may never, ever meet. I'll never forget years ago, God had me interceding for young men in prison. I didn't know why, but you know, in obedience, I just prayed. I just began to intercede for them and to just pray specific prayers and everything. I didn't know that my son was going to one day end up there.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying God had me doing it because of that, and I'm not saying that if you pray for things like that, it means it's going to happen to you.
Right.
But a lot of times we don't understand, and I did it out of obedience, and I had a passion that I didn't under. I was like, why is this so heavy in my heart? But I interceded for them. But I believe that God was preparing me because I believe there's someone that was interceding for my son.
Yeah,
you know, I had moments where I couldn't even pray. I was like, you know, my mouth was like, Lord, I don't even know what to say. I just would just lift my hands to God and just worship him because I didn't even know what to pray. And I believe that God has people doing that.
Yes.
But if you don't understand the things that go on in the prison system, you don't know what to pray for.
Right.
So I had to, and I didn't know why, but I was understanding these things, and my son was nowhere near getting into any trouble. But we have to seek God, ask him to show. You know, I always pray, God, put in my heart what you want me to pray about, what you want me to be an intercessor for. Don't just put it in my heart, but give me a burning compassion and a burning passion for it. And every time something enters my mind, I don't believe in, someone says to me, will you pray for me? You know, when you get home, let's catch hands and pray right now.
That's right. That's
the next
right,
5 minutes
right
isn't promised to us. So,
that's
but
right.
It, I
right
just
then.
Think it's important. It's so important to know what your enemy know about your enemy so that you're when you rage these battles against the enemy, you know what weapons to pick up. You know what strategy to use. If you come across someone who's in a religion that you don't know nothing about, if you can testify of Christ. But I'm going to tell you from experience, a New Ager, a true New Ager, and understand people, New Age movement, which they call the New Spirituality now, all it is Hinduism repackaged.
That's it.
That's it. They're the exact same thing. You know, when people talk about the New Age movement, it's Hinduism repackaged. That's all it is.
That's all.
It was repackaged so that the West would accept it. But if you're talking to somebody who was raised in that and they're like really, really, really into the New Age movement, they will have you thinking they're talking Bible and they're not.
That's true.
And it's only because God grounded me in understanding the way that they think and the way that they talk and key words and sometimes not what they say but how they say it. To where when I'm talking to someone, I can see the little red lights with the Holy Spirit going dee 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 dee, and I know. But if you don't understand it and you're talking to and you're trying to witness to someone, they'll have you thinking that you're reaching them and you're really not, because in their mind, when you say to them, they'll say to you, you know, God is within us, and you think they're talking Bible, because that's true, but it's not true from the point of view that they're looking at.
That's true. That's
they're
true.
Saying that God is inside you and you have to discover the God within you, and, you know, that's really you. You know, you are a God, you just haven't discovered it yet. But you wouldn't know that by their casual conversation if that's what they're saying. So it is important, and we have to be advocates, you know, of learning your enemy. Now, I'm not in any way suggesting that you go to school to learn about demonology. there has to be a limit. You know, your main concern has to be really knowing God. But like I said, just, you know, be prayerful about what to study and who to learn from.
That's
and,
true.
You know, let God lead you. A lot of times, you know, God will just drop something in your lap out of the blue sky and really teach you some things. I mean, most of the things that I know, that's how I got it.
Yes, Lord. Me too. Me too.
And I praise God. I praise God for Ready Church and for the, you know, that you take the time to study, that you take the time to go online and go to different sites and pick up books and watch videos or, you know, whatever means that the Lord, you know, uses to show you. I appreciate you taking the time to do that, because a lot of these pastors are getting in the pulpit, they're going to seminars, and they're coming back and bringing stuff from the seminar. They ain't studied nothing. It just sounded good while you were there.
That's true. That's true.
You know.
That's
and,
true.
I didn't mean to be so long-winded. I just wanted to come on and say hi.
No, you saying what the Lord wants you to say. Real team. You know, God knows exactly what we need to hear on today. I mean, so much that we have to, you know, go up against us, you know, and everything. So we got to seek God like never before. You know,
Amen.
He's going to use, only way they're going to see Christ is through us.
Amen.
Ye are the light. You light
right.
and salt. Yes. They don't see no light and no salt. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Well, we're running out of time, I tell you, and Jesus is soon to come, and you want to reach as many as you can, because he don't want any to perish.
Right.
You know? You don't want any lost.
And
know?
It breaks
and,
your heart when you meet people that are completely oblivious.
Yes.
About
Jesus.
It's like, wow. There's a young lady on my job. She has a coffee mug that she very proudly brings to meetings and everything. And on the coffee mug, it says, Jesus Saves. And it's got a picture of what's depicted as Jesus cutting coupons.
No.
And I'm like, and see, a lot of people will look at that cup, and I'm like, I look at the cup, and I'm offended. I'm offended by it, because this is my Lord, and these are people's souls,
right?
That you're making, and I don't think she means any harm. I think, you know, because she's so completely oblivious about who Christ is, that she, you know, I don't think she even realizes that it's offensive to a true believer.
Yeah.
But you know, your heart goes out to people like that, and it's like, wow, really? And
yeah.
I mean, but you know, if I bought in a cup that some kind of way made fun of homosexuals, I probably would get sent home for the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no
but,
doubt.
No one says anything, and I'm sure that if I complain, I would be told to be the bigger person or whatever, but
yeah,
it just breaks my heart when I see people who just don't know anything, and you try to strike up conversations with them, and, you know, you're like, okay, and you put a little bit out there, but, you know, it's up to the Holy Spirit to really do the work. But, you know, you try to have conversations and you try to get your witness in there as much as you can. But it's like, wow, what happens when you have a crisis? You know, what do you do?
That's right.
You know, because, you know, it's sometimes going through things is hard even with Christ. But how
That's
are you
true.
Going through life
That's
without,
that,
you know,
without
life, basically?
Relationship. Right.
You
right.
know, it just breaks my heart. So, yeah, we have to do all that we can to get the word out and to get the information and to be equipped. Because as much as God has blessed us to know and understand, there's so much out there that we haven't even begun to touch on.
That's true. That's
you know,
true.
So.
That's true.
But I
That's
tell
true.
People all the time, you know, look, study and get to know this stuff for yourself. Get equipped.
Yes.
Get educated, you know. I people push education, get a degree, and I'm like, that's all fine and good, but if you don't know nothing about the Lord, and if you don't know about spiritual warfare, all you are is educated.
That's right. We're talking about that today. I'm telling you, yes, Lord, yes,
so.
Lord. You don't want to be educated fool.
Mm-hmm. Amen. or educated on your way to hell.
Right. Oh, yes. I just thank God for you, Sister Tracy, and
I thank God for your
coming and helping the Ready Church to get the word out. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to do it all by myself. You know, I just want to make a difference, and we can touch somebody as we go along this way. Then our living will not have been in vain. I just thank God on today. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you, too. Y'all have a blessed evening.
You, too. I'll be talking to you.
All right. Bye, Ready Church.
All right.
Bye.
All right. You can call us at 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. You may call us.
818-691-7304. Claire? We see you online. Hello?